Well, good morning, folks. We are here at Mike Miley Gymnasium. Mike Miley Playground is on West Metairie between LM Park Boulevard and David Drive. You can't miss it. We've got it set up really nice here for Storm Prep 2026. Unfortunately, each and every year around this time of year, we have to start thinking about the storm season and what that means to us, because if you're smart about what you're doing, you're going to make preparations. And co-hosting with me today is Craig Jackamine from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We're going to see what he's about, if he can handle a job. I know he knows generators. I don't know if he knows radio, but we'll see here shortly.
I'm your helper today.
But, Craig, we're joined by Donald Mishler with Ace Garage Doors. Both of you guys have been around a long time, right?
Yes.
There are certain things that you have to do in prep with any piece of equipment you have, or is, you know, anything of that nature. You have automatic doors. You have manual garage doors. These doors are now become pieces of art, quite frankly. They make or break the look of a home in many respects, depending on the design. And you certainly want to do certain things to be able to protect them. So, Donald, let's start with you. What's your best advice to folks out there in preparation for a storm? They got a single garage, double, maybe even a triple.
I mean, as of right now, you know, because 2005 changed everything on building codes here in New Orleans. And, you know, after Katrina, we had, you know, wind rated doors started coming into hand. You know, so since 2005, a lot of doors are hurricane rated as of now. But what you see is now, since we've had Ida, and now we're dealing with Fortify, which that just rolled out recently. And
A
fortified garage door.
Okay.
And what that entails is basically, you know, so in New Orleans, our wind rating code is 140. We have to be 140 mile an hour. That's what the garage door has to be. Now, to fortify it, you have different tiers of fortified, which are silver and gold. So, you know, if you want a silver garage door, then, you know, you would do 150 mile an hour. Now, if you wanted gold, you would go to 160, 175. Now, what that does is that saves your roof of your house. You can put a fortified roof on, you can change all your windows, and if your garage door is not hurricane rated or fortified rated and you lose that door, you're going to lose that roof.
And that's because the wind is now going to come into the cavity of the garage and push up.
Correct. It's pressure. It's all about pressure. You know, when we look at hurricane rating, a lot of PSF, you know, so when we look at that, you know, a lot of times it's somewhere between 30 and 40 PSF per door. And, you know, if you lose that pressure, then the roof comes off the house, blows the windows out. You know, it's all.
I'm not into the conversation 30 seconds, and I'm hearing something for the first time, and I have shows about this all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the value of today, right?
Correct.
I mean, you come out and talk, but, I mean, that's incredible. I didn't realize that they had the fortified doors, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we have nowadays, you know, I mean, we are seeing it more and more now. You know, Fortified is a fairly new program, and, you know, we are starting seeing now when we're bidding on plans, we are seeing it now. This needs to be fortified. That needs to be fortified. Now, like you were talking about the big fancy garage doors, you know, the glass doors and everything
that's
else.
It's like a piece of art. I mean, it truly is. I mean,
in the last 20 years, you know, 20 years ago, you had two different types of garage doors. You had a short stamp square and you had a long stamp square.
Right.
Now, I mean, it is unbelievable. Like people come in and they show me a picture off of Pinterest, and I'm like, Pinterest should have price tags next to it.
Right.
You know? I mean, they're beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, the garage door industry has changed quite a bit.
That's what we have at our house. Donald put a nice glass one in for our outdoor kitchen. Donald and I actually met when I bought my building from Sky Mr. Val, our first building.
Your first building in Kenner.
And the doors were blown in. And the building that next door was for a different company. But Donald, they put the doors in. We bought the building. We had the chains. You had to pull up. And then the problem with that is one day the door came down kind of fast and grabbed my finger. And I said, you know, this can be an OSHA issue, right? So, hey, Donald, can y'all come put these motorized? That's the other thing these guys do. So they can take the chain doors and actually put the motors in there. So we have that. And that's how we met. And I prefer so much business to them.
Before we get too far astray, because you mentioned something with commercial buildings. You have the same rating for commercial garage doors as well?
Yes, sir. Now, they have not started the fortified on the commercial side yet. It's more of a residential thing, but the PSF rating is there. You know, we're in a 40 PSF zone, 140 mile an hour. Now, the closer you get to the coast, the higher the PSF goes up.
Wow.
And now, when you're talking about those doors, though, I mean, you're talking about these big industrial rolling doors, you know, some of them, you know, 40 foot wide, 20 foot tall.
Right, right.
And, yeah, we do that also.
So your best advice pre-storm, what should people be doing? They got a double car garage, two doors. What should they be thinking about?
Well, what I would say is if your house is, you know, let's say your house is over 20 years old, more than likely you do not have this hurricane rated door in there.
Right.
Give us a call. We'll come out, give you an inspection, take a look at it and see, you know, what it would take to put a hurricane rated door in. Now, the other thing is, like, if we get a storm pop up, you know, I'm sure everybody's seen it on Facebook. They keep showing something spinning up next week.
Right.
And I don't believe that, but, you know, until it happens, we'll see. I've told people before, you know, if you have to brace the back of the door, you know, because these doors, if they're not hurricane rated, they're like a tin can, you know, I mean, and the pressure sucks them back and forth. And if you think about a tin can, you crimple that can and you bend it back and forth. It comes right out.
And what's the best way to do that?
I've seen people use 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people take cars and back them up against the doors.
Yep.
You know, and back something else up closer to it. But nowadays, you know, when you think about a car, when you go buy a car now, it's almost like you're spending $50,000 no matter what.
Yep.
So do you want to put a $50,000 car up against a garage door and take a chance of it, you know, destroying your car too?
Right. Got it. I'll put my wife's car there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, look, you know what I noticed with our garage door before it was replaced with a hurricane type door? It actually has more metal bars going across, right?
That's correct.
And so what I noticed was that the frame was actually, they took framing nails and nailed it in. So when the wind pushed it against from Hurricane Ida, it actually slid those nails out. So I went back and actually got decking screws.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably one way that probably helps secure that as well, instead of having those.
Correct.
And that's something homeowners can do, is just go get decking screws and go along that frame and actually screw it into the frame of the home.
Into the frame of the house.
Yeah, see, like when we go to hang these doors, the hurricane rated doors, we have to use, we call them wood legs that go through the 2x6 that's on the face. And those are actually, they used to be 2 inches long, now they're 3 inches long.
Yep.
And, you know, so that way there we catch the studs that are behind that face of board.
And you use more?
Yeah, we use more. The tracks are heavier. The clips are heavier that hold the track.
Heavier gauge material,
yes.
Aluminum or whatever they're making it out of, steel.
Yeah, yeah, it's all, you know, the tracks are all galvanized steel. Same thing with the doors. All the doors, except for if you get, like Craig was talking about, in his outdoors, that's an aluminum
door. So let me ask you this. Some people tend to want to leave a crack in their garage door. They'll raise it.
That
6 inches.
That doesn't work.
That's a myth.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you've basically, if your house is, you know, if your house is already, you know, if you got the fortified roof or whatnot, you're basically just letting the pressure in. And you don't want to do that, you know, because then you talk about starting to break seals on windows and worrying about getting that roof lift. And that's not what you want to do. You want to keep that house pressurized.
So what, you know, one of the things that people need to think about, some people have really fancy garages,
mm-hmm.
you know, really put together. Some have garages like, you know, my dad used to have. It was more of a tool shed, you know, than anything else. So, I mean, if you put a significant investment into that garage, obviously you want to talk about these hurricane-proof doors.
Correct. Yes.
Because even if you have an 80 or 90 mile an hour wind that's coming through, depending on the direction, depending on the duration, if you don't have hurricane-proof doors, it's likely to give.
Correct. You know, and that's the thing. Like, there is no in-between, you know, with the garage doors. So when you talk about putting in a non-hurricane-rated garage door, that thing might be able to take a 75-mile-an-hour wind gust, maybe. You know, but when you talk about putting in, like Craig talked about, you know, you have all these braces all across the back of the door. And, you know, that door, that's what makes the door hurricane rated. It stops that door from flexing. It stops it from bending in half, basically.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to a break. We were visiting with Donald Mishler with Ace Garage Door. Come on out to Mike Miley Playground. We're in the gym. He's here. He can show you all that we have here. We have a number of vendors here that are available. And, folks, the mindset here is make yourself familiar with vendors and pieces and parts of the house that typically you're going to have a challenge in advance of the storm.
Correct.
In the aftermath of the storm, getting to a lot of people and they don't know you is really hard because they're working with the people they know first, right? And that's kind of the way this works. And if you have exigent circumstances and you got to get something done, you want to establish that relationship in advance of the storm. You may be out of town. It may be very difficult for you to gain access to somebody, you know, but if they recognize you and that you have a relationship with them, trust me, it works a lot easier. Look, and, you know, they'll run out to your address. They can snap a picture, send it to you, and you know whether or not you got an issue or you don't have an issue. And if you have an issue, they can provide some remedial measures to take care of it for the short term.
Correct.
And then ultimately, if they have to do something more than that, they'll get to it sooner rather than later, right?
Look, Noel, you hit it. Because I will tell you, after Ida, you know, we had an eight-month backlog. Yeah. So that just goes to show you, you know, I mean, you know, after Ida, you know, Ida hit, you know, from Kenner on west, I mean, and down in Houma. I mean, it was an eight-month backlog. And, you know, people were like, well, you know, people were actually willing to pay more to do it, and I wouldn't do it. You know, right. I mean, like, we had a list, we had a line of how we did it. But, you know, now is the time.
All right, I want you to remember this face.
Oh, I will. don't worry. You know, you've come to my showroom, bought remotes and stuff. Yeah, no, you're good.
I practice what I preach,
yes,
folks.
Yes. You know, now is the time.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to get into the worst case scenario. You know, look, most people leave when these storms come. Give yourself a peace of mind.
Best number to get to you, your web page?
Our phone number is 504-231-2132. And then, yes, we have a very nice website, you know, acegaragedoorllc.com. You know, you can build a door there. Tells you a lot about us. We're a family-owned company.
Yep.
My mom, you see my mom here earlier, you know,
she
works in the office. My wife
and
works in the
office.
I asked
her if you've been behaving.
I've been being good. Look, 48 years, finally. I got, yeah. But
all
no.
right. Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you
joining
so much,
us. Donald, we really appreciate it. And we will be right back with Craig from Craig's Electrical and the winner of the generator that was given away on WWL. He's here with us today. He is happy as happy can be.
He's been practicing.
He's got his final inspection Monday, I think, if my memory serves me correct, and he's looking so forward to firing that generator up. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're here at Storm Prep 2026, Mike Miley Playground, my old stomping grounds.
Really?
This was when it was Airline Park.
Oh.
This is where I played ball right here, bringing back some torturous memories of strikeouts on my part and missed fly balls and missed ground balls and the coach yelling at me. I'm getting PTSD just sitting here. But nonetheless, a great facility out here. It's grown in size for sure since I was out here. But come on out, folks. Say hello. We have a number of vendors out here that are very excited about talking to you. Food trucks outside, ice cream truck outside. A lot to do. Want to get talking to folks about what's happening out there in advance of the hurricane season. Co-hosted with me this morning, Craig Jackamon from Craig's Electrical and Generators. And Craig had put up a generator to be raffled off. He had to sign up through WWL. And we have our winner of the most recent generator with us this morning, Mr. Eric.
Yes.
Mr. Eric's generator is in, and I think you're waiting on your final inspection on Monday, hopefully. Takes place, and you're rip-raring to go with that generator, so you're set for the hurricane season.
Oh, yes. I'm ready to go.
So Mr. Eric, well, Craig, why don't you lay it out as to what size he ended up for his home and how this project went, and then we'll talk to Mr. Eric.
So, Mr. Eric, you know, we did a sizing calculation on it. He could go a little bit smaller, probably be good with like a 22. But having conversations, which you want to have conversations with the homeowners, like, you know, is it you and your wife, or he's going to have lots of kids and a lot of people over at his home because, you know, when they lose power. So we said, you know what, this 26 kW is probably what's needed because, you know, you can only monitor so things. When you have a house full of people, somebody has to put a hair dryer in or hair straight, you know, different items, coffee pots, different things going on. So the 26 is sufficient for what he's going to need. So we laid everything out, you know, where the generator is going to go. It's on the left side of his home, no windows, no doors. His electrical is on the right side of the home. We ran everything underground for the gas. Everything's nice and neat on a nice slab, 18-inch stand. I mean, the job came out pretty. Very, very good. Very good job. And done in one day, you know. The biggest thing was is that, you know, normally we just put a couple guys on there to knock this job out. And with the rain in the afternoon, I think we had, Mr. Eric, about five or six guys on the house.
Yeah, at least.
Like yeah.
At least.
I went out there to go check on the job, you know, and, you know, Mr. Eric was just very thankful, you know. I mean, you know, we've been fortunate with these winters. I mean, they've just been very, very appreciative of the gift, you know.
Yep.
And it goes to good people, and that's what's awesome about this contest.
So, Mr. Eric, did you ever think you were going to have a generator?
No. Never. Never in my wildest dream. I didn't.
So you heard about the advertising on the radio. You signed up. You called in, signed up, did the deal.
And did the
your
deal.
Your name got picked.
Ian called me from the radio station and said, Eric, what are you doing? This is Ian from WWL. I said, okay, how you doing? I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm sitting there listening at the radio on the back patio. He said, I got some great news for you. I said, yeah. He said, you just wanted to, what? I mean, it was amazing.
Well, if you're anything like me, you never win anything because I don't ever win anything. So,
it just was.
So talk to us about the process. Obviously, Craig and his folks came out.
They came out. They did the slab first. They set the slab up for the unit. Then the next crew came out, and in full force, electrical, gas. They put that thing together in one day. You know, they were out of there by 2 o'clock. They were gone.
Wow. The whole thing?
The whole thing. It was a blessing. I said,
you didn't expect that, right?
I didn't expect that. I thought they was going to be out there. I didn't went to the store, got ice foam, and made sure they was hydrated and got some 10K water. You know what I mean? I know they wanted a beer too, but I said, nah, you can't do that every Friday, you know. But I made sure they was had ice and water, you know, on me,
right.
You know, because it was real hot out there that day, and they were going at it, you know.
I've heard a lot of people say that when they get a generator, it's a game changer for them. It just relieves so many different worries that they have. You know, everybody's always like, where we're going to go. They're saying we're going to lose power. You know, how we're going to do this. You know, you may have someone in the family with medical needs that have, you know, that. I mean, how much of a relief is this for you?
Oh, it's a big relief because, you know, every time, like I say, anything brew up or coming in the Gulf, that we go packing up, leaving. Usually we going up to Shreveport, moving around. This way I kind of stay at my house and win it out, you know.
Yeah.
And I have enough room. Grandkids, all of them there, they all excited. Oh, we don't have to go to Houston this year. Oh, we coming by you. Come on, they're going to Academy to buy some cots.
So you got emergency cots, you have everything,
they
right?
They got the cots and everything. They're all excited. Everybody's excited. It's truly a big blessing. Yeah.
Have you gone through the educational process with the unit thus far? Is that something that's going to take place?
That's going to be matter of fact, we've got a technician right there, David. David might end up doing the startup for him. Yeah. But we have – when we do the initial consultation, we drop a folder off. We didn't have the opportunity to do that with Mr. Eric because He wanted the generator. But we're going to give him a folder. There's actually videos that we filmed, that step-by-step process. We have paperwork. And then we also go through a training, hands-on with the homeowner. And the first step is, what we're going to do is explain to them how we're going to want the 25-hour break-in, where basically all you got to do is walk up to the transfer switch, turn the main breaker off. The generator's going to start in probably 20, 30 seconds. He's on generator power. And we're going to want it to run for about 25 hours. We're looking for any manufactured defaults in there.
Right.
And then once we get past the 25 hours, we come back out. There's a break in oil. We're going to pull out, walk back through, make sure he's good, and then it's his unit. And then we got the remote monitoring we put on there, so which you have as well, Newell.
Yeah.
And he's going to really like that.
I love that.
We'll be able to see it from the phone.
Oh.
You're going to have the app.
Okay.
And then, you know, even if you're out of town or something, let's say you lose power, the generator doesn't start, it's going to send us an error code, and we're going to call you, hey, Mr. Eric, your generator didn't start. Well, I'm out of town. We're going to send somebody over.
Oh.
You know, because we got covered with the, you know, he's got to have a warranty on there as well, parts, labor, and travel.
Right.
So, you know, that's part of the process. But like I said, the thing was, it went really smooth for Mr. Eric, because he didn't know that we took care of all the permits and all that was done in the background. You know, we just basically said, look, all we needed for you is just, just to make sure that this is when we're coming on this date, and everything else is taken care of. And that's pretty much for everybody, every homeowner that we go to. We take care of all the permits.
You just put one on my neighbor's house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Mr. Graham, yeah. And, I mean, I think he had a variance on his, but it took a little while for that. But we got it in. That job right there, every job is unique, right? His went pretty good. Mr. Graham actually had an issue. Our guys were out there digging, and we chopped an electrical wire going to his air conditioning units, right? And the wire was only 6 inches in the ground. He paid for this thing to be done right, the job. We didn't know we were hand digging, hit this wire, which it should have been at least 24 inches in the ground in conduit, and we went out there and actually re-ran everything for him and did the proper repairs for him. And we actually showed him. He was appreciative of it, because if it wasn't us, eventually with that wire being in the ground, the water would have got in there, and eventually he would have had an issue anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there's a lot of things that happen in the background. Like with Mr. Eric's, we did 811 call. You know, there's a lot of stuff we do in the background that the homeowners aren't aware of. You know, and it's a shame because, you know, I'm actually out there giving estimates, and some of these companies, the stuff that they put on these homeowners, some of these companies will want the homeowners to go get their own permits. They want them to do their own one calls. They want them to do a lot of this legwork. And the way I look at it is, we want to get this job done just like Mr. Erickson one day. We don't want to have hangups. So for us, it's not a burden for us. We rather understand everything up front and what's going on with the job and not put the burden on the homeowner. That way, it's on us. This is what you're paying us for.
Yeah.
You know, you're not paying for us.
Well, no matter how clean, no matter how efficient, it's a disruption,
yes.
Right?
Yep. I mean, look, some homeowners, you know, they'll say, well, look, do you have to go in the house? Sometimes, every job we have to go in the house. We have to put the CO and smoke monitors in. And then really by code, it just says CO monitors, right? Every home we go in, I'd say probably 99% don't even have a smoke detector. So for $5 extra, we buy a combination where it's a CO and a smoke detector all in one. One goes off, they're all in the link, they all go off at the same time. So we go that extra step rather than just trying to cut corners and save
right.
a little few dollars here, you know, and you know, we put them all in your house, you know.
Yeah.
Now you have those. And so that's part of what we do. And that's the stuff that people don't understand behind the scenes. Unfortunately, you know, it's the cost to do business is going up again. We just got a letter from one of our vendors. Hey, we're going up 7% on material costs, right? And that's the hard part of being in business is trying to navigate the, you know, you have to make a profit because you still got light to keep the lights on.
Sure.
But your vendors, they need to make a profit because they're, you know, the materials are going up, and it's a battle that you're constantly fighting. And, you know, you have to, that's what we have homeowners go, well, look, I want a generator during the winter because I heard the prices are cheaper. That's kind of a myth in a sense, you know, maybe years ago, but not now. You know, it's like, no, unfortunately, the cost of everything is going up.
Yeah, there's no off-season.
No. and the funny thing is, I was telling Ms. Aaron a few minutes ago, I found a message on Facebook from somebody, and they wanted a generator, and this is, I think, when I first started doing this, before I really went full-time into this, and I told the guys, look, it's 22 kW, fully installed, $8,400. And the guy told me it was too much money. So I'm like,
well, the unit itself is two-thirds of that
right,
cost.
The unit now is probably close to $8,400 with tax.
Wow. Right.
You know, and I'm looking at this message, and I'm going, I bet you this guy probably wishes he would have paid it. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, we're trying to maintain anywhere from $13,000 to, you know, under $16,000. It's a healthy number to stay in there. But when you get into some of these houses where it's like in New Orleans, where it's a shotgun house that's 60 by 120 feet, you know, the utility and you have 3 feet on each side of the home. Well, guess where the generator is going? It's going all the way in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, I had one homeowner, I think David could attest for this. This was funny. This guy told me, he says, look, I don't want the generator. My wife wants it. And we said, okay. He's like, but you can't. And look, there was no way. We couldn't go inside the house because it was so small. We couldn't go underneath the house, you know, with the generator. So we said, you know what? I said, the woman really wanted it. I said, this is a challenge. I want to prove this guy wrong. We took apart the whole generator in the shop and brought it in piece by piece and rebuilt it in the backyard and said, hey, look, there's your wife's generator. And the guy was just, you remember that, Dave? He wouldn't let us go through the house with the generator. So we built this whole thing. So there's challenges on every home, right?
Right.
Mr. Eric had probably one of the easiest jobs, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he made sure that y'all were hydrated.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he did. It was a pleasure. You know, I mean, Mr. Eric, my wife and I went out there. Brent was out there working, you know, putting the slab down. And, you know, I mean, Mr. Eric, as soon as I got out the truck, you know, gave me a hug, greeted me with a hug. And, you know, I mean, he's become one of my favorite customers, you know. So we definitely want to stay in touch with him. He has to come by the shop sometime. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
Come hang out.
Well, Mr. Eric,
us.
Thank you for coming out today and joining us and telling the story. We're very excited for you. And, once you get that inspection, you'll be off and running. You get those alerts on that phone when that thing exercises every week. Yep. You know, I'm actually on air, and I hear the phone buzz. I said, that's the generator, because I know what time it's supposed to happen.
We got to get Mr. Eric to hit the Craig's logo for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When the lights go out, Craig, come on.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870. We're out here at Mike Miley Playground. On West Metairie between David Drive and Airline Park Boulevard. We're in the gym. We have a number of vendors out here that would love to see you come on out, say hello, talk to them, get them lined up, you know, just get their numbers, have them become familiar with you, talk to them about maybe any challenges that you may be having at the present time. But this is what you want to do in advance of hurricane season. You want to make sure that you have a list of people to call and that can handle your situations for sure. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. That's right, folks. We are out here at Mike Miley Playground for Storm Prep 2026. And, you know, the theme of today's event is getting to know a number of vendors that you may have to call upon if there's some damage to your house. You start establishing this relationship right now, today, not waiting until later, because then you're just a number. And if you want to be really smart about what you do, you meet up with these folks, get introduced to others. Craig has introduced me to a number of vendors that I've been able to utilize their services that, you know, I've never established relationships with these vendors. And it's now very comforting to know that you have a number. They have a face to a number and they know you and you can get things done. And, you know, you get on the list and if you have to evacuate, you know, it's somebody that you're familiar with and you feel comfortable with, and maybe you've worked with them on another project or whatever. And that's really the key. And, you know, Craig, I know you lived in a bunch of different neighborhoods like I have. And for a while there, I was always wondering, how do these people get themselves so reestablished so quickly? Well, this is how.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You know, they took the time necessary to have their whole little binder list of numbers of contractors, local contractors, and the like, who know what to stock as well. I mean, I know you probably know the pieces and parts you want to stock for the different businesses that you have, because during a storm, those are the ones that usually go out.
Right, right. You hear me? So basically, these vendors, Most of them I've actually had in my home or in my business, right? And like I told you before, you know, you've asked me for certain contractors. I can give you probably three. I tell you, hey, you go four, you're on your own, right?
Right.
And these are people who I recommend that some of these people I work with day to day. You know, if we go and somebody, you know, we go in a lot of homes, and when homeowners trust you and they have a project coming up, they'll say, do you know a roofer? Do you know somebody does sheetrock? And I say, well, how much sheetrock? Well, it's small repairs. I have a guy that does small repairs. Because it's hard to get a big sheetrock company to come out because they have to do mobilization. It's going to cost X amount. And, you know, I have guys that can come in and do some small patchwork for a couple $100s, you know,
right,
and make it look like nothing was ever damaged, you know. So, you know, just looking at, you know, just looking at all the vendors here, you know, I've had some, like, again, I have some type of contact with these vendors. Even the New Orleans Missions here, right? You know, we've done events with them. Great company. I thought they would be special, especially when if there is a storm and people have products and things that they don't want to use anymore. They want to remodel their homes. They can donate it to the mission. So there's always somebody in here that somebody can use, you know. You know, Shane Malka with Vinyl Tech, you know, I mean, roof and siding, gutters, patio screen. I mean, that's stuff that gets, you see, when you know, I stayed for Hurricane Ida, that was the things I seen going past my window.
Yeah.
You know, roof and siding, gutters. I mean, that just watched it go by. You know, so we have Bertuzzi Brothers, the plumbing company, excellent local. Tony's actually a real estate agent as well with no living. So if he comes to your home and you have questions, you know, he can actually help guide homeowners as well. So, you know, a lot of us wear several hats, a lot of us contractors, you know. Paranza's, you know, we're looking at Paranza AC and Heating. I mean, I was just telling you earlier, I'm actually half owner of that company, you know, a 50% owner. So, you know, again, a lot of us wear several hats, you know, because those fields just so happen to cross, but we don't want to manage that as well, you know, on a day-to-day. Like Paranza, I have a business partner. He takes care of the day-to-day.
Right.
He leans on us for... you know, for electrical,
but
or
there is
like
a
that.
There is a connection between like AC and generator,
yes,
right? Because you don't want to bog the generator down when it's first starting by having 9 tons of air conditioning going on at the same time. So you have phasing elements that you install.
Exactly. It's you know, we'll either put soft starts in. We have devices, smart management modules that we can lock air conditioners out. You know, when I bought Paranz, my business partner, you know, I told him, I explained to him, I said, look, you're gonna have a lot more customers for the service in. And he said, what do you mean? I said, people buy generators because of air conditioners. That's
it.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember he called me up. He says, Craig, this is crazy. I said, what do you mean? He said, I went to home, gave a guy an estimate. He said, how much a deposit you need? And he said, usually they'll tell me, look, I'll call them and get a couple of estimates. I said, no, they trust us, so they trust you.
Yeah.
And it's a trust issue. I mean, it's a trust factor that works out between all of us. I said, but what's going to happen is that, you know, what we see is, when the reason why I bought an air conditioning company, because we were running into a lot of issues. We do a sizing chart, sizing calculation, and say, okay, look, 22 kW, 26 can run a 5-ton and a 3-ton unit, no problems. And then 2 years later, we're getting a call and saying, you know, the homeowner's saying, well, my air conditioning guy is saying something's wrong with your generator. Well, what do you mean something's wrong with a generator? It's starting up. Well, when they try to run the air conditioners, it's bogging the generator down. Well, that's not normal. I mean, this is why it's us. So we'll get out there. And the first thing I noticed is that, I said, when was the last time this unit was maintained? Well, they come out every year. And I'm looking at the unit, and the unit looks like it hasn't been taken care of in 4 or 5 years.
Right.
You know, the coils are dirty. Open up, the contactors are pitted up. That's the typical maintenance that you should be doing on these home air conditioning units, on a regular service.
Because when they're going to break, it's going to be in the heat of the summer.
And so, right, exactly. And what happens is that when these units are clogged up like that and there's dirt in the condensers, that unit's working harder because what it's doing is you're taking heat from the inside through the evaporator coil, through the Freon, you have a heat transfer going on. That's why when you put your hand over that condenser and that warm air is coming out, you know, it's not necessarily sucking the heat out. It's just it's a chemical reaction in a sense. It's stuff flashing over the Freon. Get kind of technical, but what happens is that you're trying to pull this air out. Now you're trying to pull cooler air in, and those coils are clogged up. And guess what? The compressor's overworking. So when the unit goes to start while the generator's on power, it's going to pull it down. And the key factor in that is when the unit's starting without generator power, you'll see your lights dim in the house. Right? That's when you know something's going on. And so, you know, when I started hearing that, no, it's a generator's issue, and these homeowners are paying for maintenance, and I'll go out there and get a hose and spray it down, and guess what? It works. You know, they're not having no issues. And then they'll say, well, you want to take over? And I said, nah, I don't want to get back in this air-conditioned stuff like I was before. So I looked for a company, and Paran's, you know, I knew Nick. We were friends. And he said, look, I need help. I want to grow this business. And so I think when we started, I think we had two full-time guys and two part-time guys. I think right now we have 8 full-time and I think 4 or 5 part-time guys we bring in. So, and this is within 6 or 7 months. We've grown this business. And Paran's, look, you know, I sell Generac, Craig's Electrical. Paran sells Kohler, right? And it's a good relationship we have. Now, Paran's doesn't install the units. Craig's Electrical installs the units. So you get that. You're still going to have us come out and do it. You know?
Well, there's multi-discipline, too. Yep. Like, you do work with Bertuzzi Brothers as well because you need piping for the gas, right?
Yep, and some jobs will bring them out. Some of the jobs who run the gas, and they do the inspections for us. So it's a multitude of contractors working together. But, you know, right now, it's we're actually putting something together where it's Craig's Electrical, Electricals and Generators, Paran's for air conditioners, and Bertuzzi Brothers for plumbing. And we're putting together a marketing campaign that you're going to see out. And when we go in these homeowners' homes, we're going to be giving them the information saying, look, we're a one-stop shop. These are all trusted brands. We're all locally owned. We're not private equity. The owner will come out if need be. And so we're going to start advertising that as a company coming together where homeowners don't have to worry about, you know, one call and guess what? A great contract is coming out to them.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to another 504-260-1870. We are out here at Mike Miley Playground, folks. We have a bunch of vendors out here, about 10 or so, ready to help you with any questions that you may have in hurricane prep or otherwise. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, Craig and I will visit with Jason Boyle from Lone Star Electric. We'll talk about, electrical systems in your house and some of the challenges there as it relates to hurricane season, things you want to be aware of, things you may want to take care of in advance of the storm. And we'll also talk to Bertuzzi Brothers. David Bertuzzi will be joining us in the back half of the 12 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about the things that they do as well and storm prep there too. In the 1 o'clock hour, we will visit with Shane Mulkey. Shane is a contractor that does a lot of work with windows, roofing, vinyl siding, screen, patio covers, stucco. He can tell you a lot about what you do before a storm and how to get things done after a storm. And the fire chief as well